So the Buddha was called the happy one, as most of you know. He was called Sukhiya. Wasn't called the great sufferer. For some reason my leg is cramping this morning, but of course the Buddha also talked about the happiness of a Buddha was a happiness that doesn't depend on conditions. So it doesn't depend on my leg not cramping. It has to be something a little bit more reliable because legs cramp. But if you look at the Buddha's way to happiness, you can look no further than the sutra called the Anguttara Nikaya, a basket of sutras called the Numbered Sutras of the Buddha. And early in the Numbered Sutras of the Buddha said something really obvious and simple, but you don't hear this sutra very often. And I actually brought it along with me. You've probably all heard it before. He said, even as one who encompasses with his or her, with their, I'll just say their mind, the ocean, includes thereby all the rivulets that run into the ocean, just so, O monks, and you're all monks this weekend, those who have gone forth from your ordinary life to the practice life, whoever develops and cultivates mindfulness directed to the body includes thereby all the wholesome states that partake of supreme knowledge. One thing, O monks, if developed and cultivated, leads to a strong sense of urgency, to great benefit, to great security from bondage, to mindfulness and clear comprehension, to the attainment of vision and knowledge, to a pleasant dwelling in this very life, to the realization of the fruit of knowledge and liberation. What is that one thing? It is mindfulness directed to the body. I'll just read one more paragraph, and this is just all prelude to putting our mind in our body and our body in our mind. If one thing, O monks, is developed and cultivated, the body is calmed, mind is calmed, discursive thoughts are quieted, and all wholesome states that partake of supreme knowledge reach the fullness of development. What is that one thing? It is mindfulness directed to the body. So the foundation of the, at least the meditative part of the Buddha's way to happiness is putting our mind in our body, our attention, our scattered attention, to have it in the same location as our body, and our body filling up our awareness. Just notice what happens if you close your eyes even for a moment, or even leave them open, and you have your mind and your body in the same location. There's instantaneously a stilling, a settling. And this is not to say that it's a straight line, because often the periods of stilling and steadying create a kind of openness, an ease, and often that ease functions as a vacuum, and you may notice places in your body that you haven't felt, the discharges in your mind that you haven't, your mind may become busier, but nevertheless, slowly, the road to nowhere, the road to here, the pathless path that it goes through the body. So it's helpful if you're going to devote your attention to being in the same location as your body that you find the most comfortable posture, upright and relaxed, so energetic. And I find it helpful to shift from side to side or front to back until you find a center point where it's most easeful to sit. Once you've found that place of general balance and ease, want to let your eyes close softly. First and foremost, once again, we recognize and appreciate the fact that we are aware. We are conscious, aware of being aware. But if we started the day just being aware of being aware, just resting in that self-awareness, quite quickly we would become quite scattered because our minds tend to be untrained. So it's helpful to anchor our attention, give ourselves a home base. And the general home base is this sitting body, and we start to sense it, how it's experienced directly. So we move beyond the idea of our body to the felt experience. And we feel that point of contact where our rear touches the cushion or chair. And we hover long enough to feel that the idea of cushion and chair and rear end fades away, and we just feel sensation. We feel the touch of our hands and stay long enough so that the idea of our hands gives way to the feeling of sensation. Feel the arms. Until the idea gives way to aliveness, vibration. The legs. Until the idea of legs melts away and there's just sensation. Experience of our torso. Until that idea melts and there's just sensation. And then lips and eyelids. Hair and scalp and bones, skull, until those ideas give way to the feeling of sensation. And the whole body. Until the idea of body melts and there's just the direct experience, aliveness. Vibration. points of sensation, flickering. Feeling the gentle stillness or stilling. Feeling free to use this field of sensations as your home base, primary anchor. Just resting your attention here as long as it lasts. Or as the Buddha recommended, if it's workable for you and comfortable, it's feeling the sensations that are created by your body's breath. Just sensing the gentle expansion and contraction, these little waves of sensation that come with each breath, inflation and deflation. Or the gentle rise and fall of the chest or belly. Or the brushing feeling as the air passes the upper lip or nostrils. Wherever that breath or the waves of sensation that arise with each breath are felt, we ride those waves, we connect with the beginning through the duration of the expanding or the rising, or the in. We connect with the and sustain through the duration of the deflation or falling or out-breath. Breath by breath, we bring calm and focus. Just knowing that the body is breathing. Just knowing when the body is breathing or inflating with a long breath, or a short breath, a rough breath, or a smooth breath, deep or shallow. Making no effort to alter the body's breath. So a third alternative is just to feel the touch of the hands as your primary anchor, your home base. So there's the sense of the whole body. There's a sense of the hands or the sense of the breath. And if you're feeling the experience of the body's breath, it's just this breath. Just this moment. whatever your primary anchor might be. It's likely that after a few moments of either being with the breath or the body or hands, that the thinking mind may get activated. Just, it's a common practice and habit. And mindfulness may not rise up to notice that immediately, and so you may realize at some point that you've been lost in thought. Of course, if you notice the thinking mind, just is treated as another thing to be noticed. But if you find that you had been lost in thought, just appreciate that there is now mindfulness, there's now awareness. See what it's like to be aware again and in support of remaining here, real time, undistracted. We connect again with our body and breath, hands. Always appreciate that moment of awakening, becoming aware again. No judgment about having drifted. It's just mindfulness wasn't there in the drift. It's not your fault. It's just a condition of the mind. We simply get used to, enjoy, and direct our attention to the anchor of the body whenever we're aware. Just this moment. notice how effortlessly body and breath is known. Awareness imbued with kindness, so a kind and interested and relaxed attention. Just letting go of all strain or tension, just being aware, state of being, lucidly aware. Supported by the body, hands, breath. Just this moment.